Me and my girlfriend Cassie moved into this filthy rental house together. Like, you move in with your girlfriend and you have this idea of what it's going to be like in your mind, right? Like, oh, it'll be nice. I'll probably be, you know, stronger than usual, carry her over the threshold because I'm feeling real 1800s-y and stuff. But there was a lot I didn't know. I didn't know that the house across the street would be playing Norteño music from, you know, dawn till dusk every Saturday so loud it rattled all the windows in our house. I didn't know that the front room smelled so much like dog pee that I'd be wondering whether they had dogs or they were just storing a dog pee collection in the convenient storage media of hardwood flooring. And I didn't really know what it meant to move in with a cat. Cassie had a cat, Sicily. And moving in with Cassie meant moving in with Sicily. So I didn't know that cats, like, spread their cat litter all over the floor, and it's like little pee particles all over the floor. I didn't know that, like, how much a cat eats or, like, how to pet a cat or anything. I didn't know that, like, you know, I'd wake up at 2 a.m. and I hear this scratching under the dresser, and it's just got this tiny little opening underneath. And I'm like, it's got to be a mouse or a rat. Like, why do we even have this cat? And so then I see Sicily, she's a little tortie, her head comes popping out from under the dresser. And so she's like wiggling out sideways and she's doing this weird cat like warble in her throat the whole time, like, ah. And she's like part liquid, part solid coming out, and it's just like the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. And she like gets out and her eyes are gigantic. And then she just goes galloping into the other room. I didn't know that when you move into a cat, like every so often, you get a treat of seeing a demon emerge from hell. Like, that is what I saw. But dating Cassie meant that I had to date Sicily. So I figured, Cassie's going away for the weekend. I'm going to win this cat over. So I used my traditional method as a rich guy and tried to buy her love. And in case you don't know that's a joke, I moved into Dog Pee Palace, okay? Like, this is not... So I bought her a cat fountain. And if you're unfamiliar with a cat fountain, it's basically like a normal cat water dish, but it's got this pump on the back, a thing that comes up over the top, and it dribbles the water back in. So I guess it keeps the water moving, and it just kind of sounds like someone's constantly urinating in your kitchen all the time. These are things that cats like. So I set this up, it's in the kitchen, and I'm just watching it, waiting for her, right? And she's coming in the kitchen, and she walks right past it. And she doesn't just, like, kind of ignore it. She ignores it the way, like, I was at Walmart once to get a smoke detector battery at, like, 2 a.m. And there's these two dudes having this fight over which Deadpool t-shirt is more metal. And I'm just like, just keep walking. This isn't the time. This is not the time. And she had that focus. So I retreat to the living room, and I'm, you know, pouting. Because I'm learning a lesson when you own a cat, which is, like, cats are not obligated to, like, anything, ever. So I'm sitting in there pouting, but then I hear the pee stream kind of get interrupted, right? So I peek over the counter and she's drinking. And pouting goes immediately to gloating. I'm the smartest person ever. I'm so brilliant. Me and Cassie will be at the altar someday and I'll be like, it's that fountain. That's what did it. And she keeps drinking and I keep gloating. And then I kind of run out of gloating before she stops drinking. And I'm like, I don't know how much a cat this size is supposed to drink. But I know what amount is too much, because she stands up, licks her chops, and just throws up all the water on the floor. So this was kind of our first date night. And I call it like a good bad date, because like, good, because she liked the fountain. Like, not since, you know, I was like 21, 22 in beer have I seen someone that excited about a beverage that they just threw up all over the kitchen floor. But I mean, bad, because like any date that ends in cleaning cat vom, it's not like A++. So the next time, this is a little complicated, but Cassie's moving to Oregon and I'm in an apartment, so I'm watching Sicily while Cassie moves her stuff out. So, you know, I know a little bit at this point, so I stack up these IKEA nightstands on top of each other. I put this blanket on top of it. Okay, she's got this blanket. It's this, like, white fur blanket from IKEA. And it's like a, It's like if Austin Powers had a runner on his desk, this is what he'd have. It's like deep shag. He could put his pencil cup there and whatever. Or it kind of looks like Santa's beard, maybe. It's about that size. Except Cicely's is so gross. She's so gross. Like, she's spreading her litter in my apartment. She's been there an hour. So hers looks more like Santa's beard, but like if he took a cross-country motorcycle trip and then like maybe ended the trip crashing face first into a KFC grease trap, like something like that. But you know, that's her perch, that's her game, right? So she's up there, and I'm getting ready to go to a volleyball game. I play on a rec volleyball team, and our skill level is zero, which is also our number of victories that season. But we did dress up for Halloween. So I throw on this full-body hot dog costume. Only my face is out, right? And just in case you're worried, spoiler alert, we still lost. And me having no peripheral vision and no ability to move didn't really affect my game that much. So I'm in this hot dog costume just kind of milling around, and I take a seat on the couch. And Cicely jumps down from her disgusting blanket, gets right in my lap, and settles down. Now, this is not a normal thing for us. Like, we are not cuddly. She's very cuddly with Cassie. I'll come home a lot, and Cassie's laying on the couch. Cicely's on her chest, and their faces are 1 inch from each other. And I'm like, how long have you guys been like that? She's like, I don't know, a couple hours. She can hear her nose whistling when she breathes. It's so close. But, you know, I could count the number of times this has happened to us on, like, one hand and still have plenty of swearing fingers left. So it's nice, though. We sit there together. It's cool. I go to the volleyball game, lose it, you know, in a professional hot dog manner. Remove my costume, come home. So, you know, I put all my stuff down. I sit back on the couch. She's up in her perch again. Nothing, right? So I'm like, okay. I put this hot dog costume back on. Bam, she is back in my lap immediately. I don't know what it is about regular me that she's like, no. But then hot dog me, she's all about it. Like, it's all she ever wanted. So that was nice. That was like our second little date, and you know, it was nice. She initiated, which I appreciate. And also, you know, dating Cassie means I have to date Cicely, so it's good I have an outfit. So Cassie and Cicely are out in Oregon, and they've been out there for a little while, and I'm getting ready to go out for Cassie's birthday. I got all her presents packed and everything. It's like 3 days in advance. And I get this phone call from Cassie, and she's like, Cicely's at the vet, and she's not doing too good. So I fly out early, and it was a good thing I did, because I got there just in time for us to let her go. And so, you know, they usher us out of the back of the vet's office, because that's like where the real drama happens, is in the parking lot behind the vet, because they don't want us like crying and falling on each other, and this guy is just here to get his beagle's teeth cleaned or whatever. So we're out there, and we're crying, and we're hugging next to a dumpster, and Cassie says this thing. She's like, do you think she knew? And I said, do I think she knew what? And she says, do you think she knew that we loved her? And I'm flashing back to the fountain and to like their faces like this, you know, and I'm thinking about the presents that I have at Cassie's apartment for her birthday, which is tomorrow. I have three things. A necklace, which is patterned after a sound wave, which is Cicely's meow. I have a matching collar and bracelet set for them that says best friends. And I have a pillow the size and shape of Cicely with her picture printed on the front. It's basically a stuffed animal version of Cicely. So suffice to say, for her birthday, we had to change plans a little bit. And dating Cassie means I have to date Cicely one more time. So, you know, I kept telling you, right? She's gross. And she's spreading her litter everywhere. And we were thinking about it, and it's like, you know, your pet dies, and it's kind of sad, because it's not like you're going to be downtown and see, like, a statue being erected to your pet. Like, nobody really knows that your pet died. No one knows your pet. So we decided to kind of carry on her work. So we each got a little plastic baggie, and we got the jug of litter. We filled it with kitty litter. Clean. We're not pros like she was, but, you know, we're doing our best. And we decided to just spread it around a little bit. So we go downtown, and we find, like, a park she would like. We put some there. Window ledge, whatever, found a fountain, and I was like, I think she'd probably like that. I have reason to believe. And our ultimate destination is an IKEA, because, you know, we're of that age and, like, moving around, and that's where all of our furniture is from, right? So I'm putting a couple in like the nightstands I used to build her little tower. Shoving some down in between the couch cushions of the couch we had. I throw some under the bed that's like the bed we had that she hid under when the Norteño music was like rattling the house. And we end up at this wire cage full of these, you know, white fur Santa blankets, right? These ones look nice. I did not realize how crappy hers looked until we saw all the new ones, and I was like, wow. And I couldn't answer Cassie's question, you know, did she know that we loved her? I don't know enough about cats. I still don't know. I still don't know, like, how much they're supposed to drink, and I don't know why they like Hot Dog Man. I don't know anything about them. But I know that I loved her, and it changed for me. You know, it changed from dating Cassie meant I had to date Sicily to dating Cassie meant that I got to date Sicily, too. And I knew that this date was a good one because all of our good ones were totally ridiculous. And I don't think I've ever felt more ridiculous in my entire life than standing in an IKEA as an adult, crying, rubbing pebbles of kitty litter into a blanket that looks like Santa's beard.